So we saw last week of Elizabeth Hercules speaking about anger, altinoaflikos, and Avos Rav Nosson took a bit of a parenthetical sideliner to discuss Hillel, who is the epitome of humility, and by extension, he had a long temper, wasn't easy to anger. And last week we also saw Elizabeth Hercules describing Kavod Chavercha, the after Recha Kamocha, though we didn't talk about the after Recha Kamocha directly, it's about keeping your friend's interests in mind. The final statement of Rav Lezer ben Hercules is about death and tshuva, two very important concepts in Judaism and in human experience. And he combined them with the following statements. Shuv yom echad lefnei misasa. You should perform tshuva, repentance, a day before you die. Shuv yom echad lefnei misasa. So the students were listening to Rav Eliezer describing this, and they said, Rebbe, you never know when you're going to die. No one knows when they'll be taken from this earth. Shalu kamidav. I said, Rav Eliezer, that the adam yadea be'ezer yom yamas shi'as ha'tshuva. Amalem kol shekein shi'as ha'tshuva kol yamas. So therefore, every day you have to worry that this is your second to last day, and therefore perform tshuva. Now there are three important statements enfolded within Rav Eliezer's statement. Number one, the recognition that there are different levels of tshuva. And the Rambam, of course, describes tshuva gemura as someone who finds himself in the exact same condition, the exact same lust. The Rambam describes it sexually, the exact same woman, but it doesn't have to be a woman. It could be any other failure that you have religiously. You find yourself in the exact same context, the exact same ability, the exact same vigor and strength, the exact same trial. And when you pass that trial and you avoid your failure, that's tshuva gemura. That's not describing the tshuva of an old person. An old person probably doesn't have the same lusts and hormones, probably doesn't have the same ability, probably doesn't enjoy the same benefits, obviously has the shadow and the specter of death correcting himself or herself morally. So when a person performs tshuva on their deathbed, as we say during the tefillah of Yom HaKippurim, v'yagyom osol techak yalo, and Hashem waits even to your day of death. In fact, according to one interpretation, when Hashem is Erech HaPayim, one of the 13 Midos, it means that Hashem gives you the chance your entire life to perform tshuva. That's the great saga of Yonah. Yonah runs away from religious responsibility, and he keeps delaying and delaying, and Hashem allows, even though it's so unlikely, when you delay, Chazal tell us that a person says, Echte v'yashuv, Echte v'yashuv, I'll sin when I'm young and I'll get around to tshuva, it's very unlikely that you'll ever arrive at tshuva because you condition yourself to a life of dissolute moral degeneracy, that the religious sensibilities that typically trigger tshuva have been dulled. But Chazal say that Hashem still gives you that opportunity. But that's not tshuva gemura. Tshuva gemura is the young man's tshuva, when you find yourself in the same condition, facing the same challenges, facing the same desires. The point is, tshuva is not an end-game proposition. It's not all or nothing. Obviously, we all strive for the higher levels of tshuva. But even if you can't, and that's not just when you do tshuva, that if you do tshuva as an older person, it's not tshuva gemura, and Hashem still accepts it. It's also the quality of the tshuva. Hashem, in a few weeks, we'll start thinking and talking about tshuva. A lot of people are very plagued by the fact, I can't be fully authentic. I know that a year from now, I'll still be in the same boat. I'll still find the same chatayim. I'll still find the same averos. Okay, as long as you try to be sincere and you'd like to change, even though it's not true for me, even though it's not perfect, even though there's parts of you that's still hypocritical, Hashem accepts that truth. Hashem continues to accept. So part of what Blessed Ben Harkiness was saying was that there are different levels of truth. Of course, the second issue that Blessed Ben Harkiness was telling us, he didn't tell his Talmidim to perform tshuva the day they died. He said, perform tshuva a day before you die. So on the one hand, he wanted to reassure us and comfort us that there's a tshuva that's still available the day you die by talking about the death day. But he also mentioned to try to do it before. So a person that has a healthy interaction with death and a healthy recognition of death. And this is really the third point. Whenever I read Sefer Bereishis, and I read the people who lived 800 years and 900 years and 970 years, do you remember when you were young, you were very jealous? If only I could live 900 years, how many ice creams could I eat? How many bras could I attend? How many games could I watch? It's a very sad part of human history. People did nothing. They had children. There's absolutely no moral development, no technological development, no advance of the human condition. Because death and mortality is a healthy element of human focus and human recognition that you're on this earth for a purpose. You're at the stage right now, you're 18, 19, 20, you're going to first start to encounter death. And Yirat Hashem, hopefully not in your own inner world, but you'll know people who start to die. When you're young, you typically are sheltered and shielded from death. Less so in Eretz Yisrael, where unfortunately there's still a lot of encounter with death at a young age. But on the one hand, it can be traumatic, especially when it's tragic and it's untimely and premature. On the other hand, a healthy encounter with death can be a great sobering, focusing experience that you're not here endlessly, that you're here for a purpose, and that could all be taken away. There's a fragility of the human condition. So part of her blessing and herkness was describing was not just tshuva, but was a healthy recognition of death as part of human life. It's one of, as strange as it sounds, it's a bracha that Hashem gives human beings death. And we typically look at death as a klala. And it's a klala that human beings invited after they were expelled from Gan Eden. But there's a certain part of Misa that Hashem gives us to help us understand what human experience is pivoted on, to use it as motivating, as a motivating force for human accomplishment. And that's part of what Rabbi Elazar was trying to convey to his Talmidim. Shlomo HaMelech already talks about this. Shlomo HaMelech says, "B'chol eis, yu begadecha livanim," that every day of your life you should assure that your clothing are white. It's a metaphor for white clothing and probed and cleansed moral behavior. So I think every day is a little bit too obsessive and a little bit too morbid. It could become morbid if every day you think about death. But from time to time, it's a healthy part of human experience. So Rabbi Elazar was combining these two elements. On the one hand, reassuring us that even partial and incomplete and imperfect tshuva is accepted. And that's the tshuva that you perform on your deathbed. Zos taras adam ki amos ba'ohel, this week's parsha. On the other hand, he's reminding us to not wait to that last day. Shuv yom echad lifnei misaso, to try to preempt, obviously the last day or the last chapter of your life is not the most optimal time, so try to pre-schedule it. Lifnei misaso doesn't mean the day before you die. It means chapters of your life before you die. He's also reminding us that recognizing death as an inevitable reality, the only reality in life is death and taxes. The only thing you can't avoid is death and taxes. You know that you're heading towards that goal. Obviously, when you're young, it's harder to envision it. As you grow older and you age, you're able to see it because you feel it more in your surroundings. People around you start to die. And also, you feel yourself getting closer to death. So it's not something that should be traumatizing. It should be part of healthy, sober, mature, and balanced, confident human experience. Have a good day of life, everyone. Celebrating life.
If you look at the news, it's not too hard to see people who evade taxes. Successfully, that's another thing.
Unfortunately, those who do spend a lot of time regretting it.
Yeah, if there's not just three, yeah, if you're guess that's